Welcome to our service of Holy Communion for the churches of St. Margaret's Chipstead and also for the Good Shepherd Tedworth. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee, and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy upon us, and write of these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee. The collect for today, the third Sunday after Trinity. Almighty God, you have broken the tyranny of sin and have sent the Spirit of your Son into our hearts, whereby we call you Father. Give us grace to dedicate our freedom to your service, that we and all creation may be brought to the glorious liberty of the children of God. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen.
The first reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, from the second chapter, beginning at the 42nd verse. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. All came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all, as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. This is the word of the Lord. Gospel reading is taken from John chapter 12. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor? He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Let us declare our faith in the words of the Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Gospel reading presents alternative interpretations of the motives of two people. First, Mary. The facts are that Mary has poured out an expensive ointment, nard. We might translate it, the real thing. She's poured it out onto Jesus' feet. Either this is a foolish waste of money, a whole year's wages, according to Judas Iscariot, or it is a generous act driven by the best of emotions, love and concern, and with the overtones of prophecy by Mary about Jesus' death. She foreshadows his coming death in the immediate aftermath of the Jewish authorities having put out their arrest warrant on Jesus for the coming Passover feast. And then there is Judas, who self-represents himself as acting from the highest motives of compassion and generosity in looking after the common purse. But later events seem to show that he could be driven by the love of money. 30 pieces of silver were offered him and accepted for information aiding Jesus' arrest. And in our Gospel is recorded what some might call hearsay about his temptations to steal money from that common purse. This account must have been written back in by Jesus' other followers after the events had long unfolded. And which of us has not from time to time felt deeply misunderstood by other people? Which of us has felt that our motives have not been recognised or known? and when we fall short, that the pressures on us and the difficult choices facing us are not always considered. All of these events have taken place against the partly deliberate and partly ignorant misunderstandings of what the Gospel calls the Jews, that is, the Jewish authorities. They have decided to have Jesus arrested and killed as a dangerous false prophet, rather than recognize him as the Messiah. And their decisions, of course, lead to Jesus' death. And in that death, all the pain of misunderstanding and deceit and self-protection, all those pains are projected there and are forgiven by God. Of course, mixed motives are all around us. And when we consider the challenge to us of our generosity, our compassion, those mixed motives exist both within those who ask us for money and for help, and within us when we consider our response. So part of our holy habit is to weigh up the needs that are presented to us and to be realistic, honest about our ability to meet them. But when the Spirit of God does prompt us with a need, then it is good to be able to respond to it, to exercise our compassion. From time to time, we are given the choice about whether to give generously or to decline to give. This happens both when we are presented with an immediate need and as part of our longer-term planning of our charitable giving. There is no doubt that giving generously brings the joys, the rewards of joy, not just to the recipient, but especially to the one that gives. And these generous habits can be learned from each other's example. When I was a PhD student and starting to plan for a long summer of geological fieldwork in the Shetland Islands, some 3 months in all, my supervisor, Dr. Peter Friend, and his wife chose to bring forward the purchase of a Renault 4 car and then to lend it to me for the 3 months of my fieldwork. That generosity stayed with me. And some years later, when I in turn had become a PhD supervisor, my wife and I were able to make a similar decision with a car and to lend it to one of my PhD students to take to fieldwork in Spain. Peter Friend's example of generosity helped Moira and I learn to be generous in turn. In my personal experience, one of the things that might hold me back from making a particular gift is the same as that challenge of Judas to Mary. Mightn't there be a more deserving need at some future time? Isn't it better to keep one's powder dry at this particular time? But so often, one finds through giving to meet a specific need. But first, you find that you didn't need that money, that your own lifestyle is not affected. And second, that it becomes clear that meeting that need is extending the kingdom of heaven, changing the circumstances, and especially encouraging one another in the example of our compassion. And so I pray that we may be people of generosity and compassion, willing to be open-handed, and especially to be guided by the Holy Spirit, prompting us and guiding us. Amen. Lay not up for yourselves treasure upon the earth, where the rust and moth doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither rust nor moth doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ Church militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle hast taught us to make prayers and supplications, and to give thanks for all people, we humbly beseech thee, most mercifully, to accept our alms and oblations, and receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty. Beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal Church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord. Help your Church, through your Holy Spirit, to be people of generosity and compassion. And grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word, and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes, and governors, and specially thy servant Elizabeth, our queen, that under her we may be godly and quietly governed, and grant unto her whole council, and to all that are put in authority under her, that they may truly and impartially minister justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Father, we continue to pray for our members of Parliament, for our government, for those many people that advise them. Give them wisdom, give them your spirit to serve the common good of all the people. Guide them in the difficult decisions that they make day by day. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may both by their life and doctrine set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. We do ask your blessing on Bishop Christopher, Bishop of Southwark, and on all who lead and guide us in this diocese. And to all thy people, give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence we may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of our life. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. Among them we name in our hearts before you those known to us. We ask your healing touch and blessing upon them. And among them we pray for the Reverend Susie Williams. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent you of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbours, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make your humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we, from time to time, most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us, the burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying, and worthy of all men to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John saith. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. Lift up your hearts, we lift them up unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is meet and right so to do. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord most high. Amen. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospel command us to continue, a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who, in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it, in remembrance of me." Amen. Body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life.
Amen.
The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is shed for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life.
Amen.
As our Saviour Christ hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. O Lord and Heavenly Father, we, thy humble servants, entirely desire thy fatherly goodness, mercifully to accept this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Most humbly beseeching thee to grant that by the merits and death of thy Son, Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and all thy whole church may obtain remission of our sins and all other benefits of his passion. And here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and lively sacrifice unto thee, humbly beseeching thee that all we who are partakers of this holy communion may be fulfilled with thy grace and heavenly benediction. And although we be unworthy through our manifold sins to offer unto thee any sacrifice, yet we beseech thee to accept this our bounden duty and service, not weighing our merits but pardoning our offences, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom, in the unity of the Holy Ghost, all honour and glory be unto thee, O Father Almighty, world without end. Amen. Glory be to God on high, and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be amongst you, and remain with you always. Amen.